Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show marketing expert Doug Zarkin, and he is here. He is a guy who has written a book called Moving Your Brand Out of the Friend Zone, and he is someone that delves into the strategies tailored for the Super Bowl. Doug, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about the way you sort of, you know, go about picking apart and examining these ads, please.
Now, well, first of all, thanks for having me, and for everybody who's listening on Armed Forces Radio, thank you for your service. You know, when we watch commercials, we all want to be entertained. But at $7 million a pop for a 30-second commercial, these got to do something. They got to move the needle. You know, marketing's job at its core is to motivate that consumer to do what you want them to do when you want them to do it. And so as I've looked at Super Bowl commercials, past and present, and some of the ones that are going to hit this weekend, I'm always keeping a keen eye on one really critical thing. Did the commercial motivate me as a consumer to want to take the action and either buying that product, service, or taking advantage of the relationship with that brand? And that's kind of the whole premise of my book, Moving Your Brand Out of the Friend Zone, is to try to figure out how to create that brand love that allows ads like the ones you're hopefully going to see this weekend to work.
I think it's amazing that in this day and age, I mean, we all grew up, we hated commercials because it was interrupting our show, or we would go to the bathroom or get something to eat. And nowadays, with everything on demand and streaming services, we barely watch them. This is one of the last things where not only do we watch them, but people look forward to them. This is really rare territory, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the event within the event within the event. So the event is the Super Bowl. The second event is the food that goes around the Super Bowl. And then the third are the commercials. You know, you got to ask yourself, when do you ever have a chance to go to the bathroom when you're watching the Super Bowl? Because you don't want to leave, because depending on the game, the best part can be between the action. So it is one of the last sort of appointment viewing for commercials that exist on the planet. But considering about 110, 115 million people are going to watch the Super Bowl, it's a great opportunity for our brand to get into that culture and really get consumers to take that action.
Are you still surprised? I always find at least one or two commercials every year in the Super Bowl. It looks like it was rushed or poorly edited or just flat. And I'm like, wow, $7 million, and that's what you came up with, huh?
You know, you got to go big or go home. And, you know, one of the things that's really critical to recognize is that consumers make emotional decisions before they make rational choices. You know, I talk about that in the book as well. And so as you look at these spots, advertisers, marketers are going to the extremes on these emotions. And think about every time a comic tells a joke that falls flat. That's the same thing what happens when you create a piece of advertising that falls flat. The joke you may think is funny but isn't. The same thing is if you go to the other end of the spectrum and you're super serious, it just may not land. So it's a win big, lose big, but the bottom line is it's one of the most efficient marketing buys you can actually do, given how many people see it and how many people see it immediately.
Is it true that dogs are gold, just straight up?
Dogs and babies? Yeah, you know. If you ever lose that moment of creativity and you see a commercial that has a dog or a cute baby, instantly that resonance goes up. Yeah, it's a little bit, but there's nothing worse than working with dogs and babies when you're trying to create a television commercial. Trust me, I've done both.
Now, you might find this blasphemous because this I'm not in the same field as you, but I only remember one Super Bowl commercial my whole life. I couldn't tell you anything, any Doritos or anything, but I remember one, and that was the E-Trade monkey jumping up and down with a shirt. And at the end it said, well, we just wasted $3 million. That's the one I remember. So, I mean, everyone said, well, you're not really showing what E-Trade does or whatever, but, I mean, you're right, you go big, but did I remember it? I remember it to this day.
I mean, there are some amazing classic spots, you know. Probably the first commercial that I ever remember watching was the Mean Joe Green ad from Coca-Cola, like in the 70s. You know, when Mean Joe throws the kid the jersey and the kid gives him the Coke. Yeah, that is one of the most iconic commercials of all times. And it actually, funny enough, it didn't debut during the Super Bowl. It actually went live sometime in October, leading up to the Super Bowl, but it was just such a great spot that they decided to run it. But I'm sure if I gave you a couple others to think about, it'll jog your memory. But yeah, it's a go big or go home. You got to have a lot of confidence in yourself and in your brand to spend $7 million for the whole world to see you, because it's also one of those areas where they're going to judge you really hard. The next day, they'll talk about the game, but USA Today comes out with those rankings of the best and the worst commercials. And, you know, as a marketer, to see your spot not at the top but at the bottom is pretty devastating to the ego.
You know, it's funny is that that was in high school when that Mean Joe Green commercial came out. And as a Raider fan, I just hated the Steelers. And that commercial was, yeah, way before the Super Bowl. And it was in every commercial break. It was probably 50% of all, I mean, it felt like 50% of all commercials was that. Do you also get, and I know this isn't really a Super Bowl question, but the carpet bombing, the oversaturation, do you get to the point, because I know they used to do this with hit singles, don't play it too much or everyone will get sick of it, that type of thing.
You know, a great commercial stays great, just like a bad commercial stays bad. The frequency of you seeing it doesn't make it any less effective. You know, what it does is it you do start to understand what's going to happen. But then you also appreciate other details in the spot. So every time, you know, it's like I'm a Godfather fan. Every time I watch The Godfather, when it's on that movie marathon, I find something else that I didn't see. The same reason why I'll watch Rocky over and over again. These are iconic movies, iconic pieces of entertainment. And as a viewer, you start to remember things, but then every once in a while, something will pop up like, well, wait a minute, I didn't realize that. It is the same thing with commercials, but a great commercial stays great. You know, I'll give you one word that will elicit a commercial that I know you've seen. So do you remember walking into your office or school and people going, what's up? You remember that spot?
The frogs, yeah.
What's up was the Budweiser guys that were on the phone, and then they followed up with the Budweiser frogs. But, you know, that spot became part of the cultural vernacular.
Right.
People were walking around in offices for months, walking people's offices and going, what's up?
Yep.
I mean, thankfully it petered off, but you could watch that spot today and it would still resonate.
It was kind of like, yo quiero Taco Bell. I mean, or where's the beef, all that.
Where's the beef? Absolutely.
Clara Peller. One more question for you, and that is, you know, at the end of the Super Bowl, we'll get the ratings, and it's like, oh my gosh, half the country watched, but then we think, oh my gosh, half the country didn't care. Well, millions of people, those houses that didn't care, will now have 12-year-old girls making their mom and dad turn on the TV because they want to see Taylor Swift or Taylor Swift's boyfriend. So this, to me, because of the Swift thing and all the people who formerly didn't care, this will be the most watched Super Bowl of all time. I'll say that quite confidently. And advertisers know this, don't they?
Yeah, no. Look, the ratings for this are going to be through the roof. It's a great matchup. I mean, you've got Mr. Irrelevant against Mr. First Round Draft Pick and, you know, Purdy versus Mahomes. The game will decide a lot about how the ratings do. But, you know, the NFL has always pulled more women than people think they do. This year, it's another generation of fans that are coming in. And you know what? As the father of a teenage daughter, if my daughter wanted to watch football just because she wanted to see how many times Tay-Tay was going to be on the screen, fine. It's an excuse and an opportunity to bond with your kids. And any parent who's trying to raise a child in today's market, especially being a girl dad, any opportunity we have to connect with our daughters, we're going to take it. So I'm really looking forward to a great, great event and some new commercials that are coming in because of that new audience.
Great stuff from Doug Zarkin, the CEO of Good Feet down there in Carlsbad. By the way, how often do you go to Legoland?
So I'm chief brand officer. Don't get me fired. I'm in San Diego once a month. And ironically, the hotel I stay at is down the street from Legoland. Getting Legos in your carry-on bag is not easy at all. It's not a very commuter-friendly package.
What, does it look like C4? It's like, sir, you're going to have to step over here.
It's just an enormous box, and you can't take it out because you just have nowhere to put it. So I try to do a little bit of let me buy it in FedEx at home, or let me bring a bag that's got a little extra space to bring some Legos home for the kids for sure.
DougZarkin.com, and that's Zarkin. Do you have merch like Doug Zarkin mugs and T-shirts and barbecue aprons?
No, I just got the book available on Amazon and Kindle at Amazon.com. So I hope somebody will pick it up and take a read of it.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, Doug. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me.